Unlike my colleagues here, I do not work for NIJ. I work in the office of the Chief Financial Officer. Now, as Bernie mentioned at the beginning, the office of the Chief Financial Officer is one of the support offices in OJP. So anything financial dealing with your grant will come through OCFO. Now, OCFO actually handles grant applications. We process and approve your budgets. If you have grant adjustment notices, we handle those as well. Also, if you've ever had a financial monitoring visit, that person will come out of our office. Now, I'm going to be doing a brief review of the budget. So what does a good budget look like? I'm going to start with telling you what OCFO looks at when we're reviewing budgets, some of the things you need to do in order to get your budget cleared, and the top 10 reasons why budgets do not clear. Now, what are we looking for? One of the first things we look for when you submit your budget, we look to see if you submitted a budget detail worksheet and a budget narrative. Now, your budget detail worksheet lists the cost of all your budget items. It should be detailed. We want to see all your calculations for each budget item. Along with your budget detail is a budget narrative. Now, Bernie and Alan talked about narratives earlier, about program narratives. A budget narrative is totally separate from your program narrative. A lot of people will submit their budgets and just submit the budget detail and won't submit the narrative thinking, well, I've already submitted a program narrative. No, you must submit budget narrative. Now, your budget narrative actually describes in detail everything that's on your budget. It shows how you calculated the cost on your budget and explains why it's useful to your program. Now, along with your detailed worksheet and narrative, you should also include a budget summary. The budget summary actually totals each budget category from your budget detail. It also shows the federal amount of funds that you're actually requesting, the total cost of your project, and if your grant program requires you to provide match, you want to distinguish how much of the project cost is match.
Is it possible, this is a small thing, but it would be immensely helpful to those of us in periods of austerity, to put the match in the match requirement on the front page of the solicitation, because it can be a decision. It helps us make a decision as to whether or not we can afford to apply.
Okay, Bernie just informed me that normally doesn't apply to NIJ grants. Okay, but yes, I'll take that comment back. Okay, along with your budget summary, we look to see if your federal budget that you're requesting matches what you're being awarded. Like, for example, say that your award is for $200,000, then you should have a federal budget for $200,000. We also check to see if your costs are reasonable and necessary. If you normally buy laptop computers, I always like to use laptops for an example. If you buy laptop computers that cost $2,500 normally for your organization, don't request $8,000 for laptop computers for your grant program. That will be considered unreasonable. We also like to know that what you're requesting is actually necessary to your program. Is it supporting your project activities? And also, along with these items, there are several non-budget items that we consider when we're processing your budget. If you have outstanding quarterly financial reports, if you have not submitted your progress reports, and if you're required to submit a single audit report and you have not submitted it, we will not clear your budget. So keep that in mind as well. If you have other grants, if you have not completed those items, it will affect your current grant applications. Now, what do you need to do to get your budget cleared? Some of the things you want to consider when you're submitting your budget or preparing your budget, you want to make sure it's complete, that all your costs are allowable, and it's cost-effective. When I say complete, again, we can't say it enough. Please submit a budget detail worksheet, a budget narrative, and a budget summary. Now, we don't have a specific form that we require you to use, although we have one we will provide for you, but as long as you include all the budget categories, your total costs, etc., that is acceptable. Another thing we like You need to double check. Make sure you show all your calculations. That's very important. If you think back to back when you were in school and you're taking math tests, your teacher will always tell you, unless you show your work, you will not get credit. The same thing goes for your budget. If we can't see how you came up with your numbers, we will not approve your budget. And again, the budget narrative. Your budget narrative should explain every single item that you have on your detail. We need to know where everything is coming from. So, if, say, you're hiring a program director to manage your grant program. We want to know what they're going to actually be doing for your grant program, how much time they're going to be spending running your grant program, et cetera. And again, we want to see your budget summary. Your budget summary, again, will show your cost breakdown of all your budget categories. Now, we have 8 budget categories that we use in OJP for your grants: personnel, fringe benefits, travel, equipment, supplies, contractual, other, and indirect. The way we see it, you don't necessarily have to use all these budget categories, but you should be able to fit your cost into at least one of them, one way or the other. And please do not throw everything into other. And what we're looking for with the budget categories, if you're using personnel, we want to see the position and title of the person that you're hiring. If you already know the person, we would like their name as well. How much time are they spending on the project? How much are you paying them? If the project goes over more than 1 year, are you going to provide a cost of living increase for them? You want to include that in your budget as well. Fringe benefits. Are you paying them health insurance, workman's compensation, retirement, et cetera? We want to see that as well. We want to see the calculations, how you're coming up with the number. And your fringe benefits should tie back to only the persons that you have listed under your personnel category. Also, one thing that we want to state that's unallowable, we do not want to see you trying to pay bonuses out to your personnel under fringe benefits that does not get paid with your grant funds. Travel. If your grant program requires you to travel, we want to see the computations for that. Now, if you have your own travel policy in place, then you feel free to use that. Otherwise, you're required to use the federal travel policy. And when you're showing the calculations for travel, show where you're going, why you're going there. We want to see a breakdown between your transportation and your per diem as well. If you are required to provide a match for your grant program, we want to see that as part of your budget as well. How are you providing that match? Some grant programs may require you to provide the source of your match. If you have any allowable costs in your budget, that will be returned as well. And like Alan and Bernie mentioned earlier, please read your solicitation. Read your solicitation. You can also check the OJP financial guide. It's a whole chapter on allowable costs and unallowable costs. Again, we want to see a breakdown by categories. This will be your budget summary. What is the total of each budget category you are using? What is the total project cost? Again, an incomplete budget narrative. We want to see everything that's on your budget detail worksheet explained in your budget narrative. If you're a new grantee for nonprofit and commercial, you are required to submit an accounting system and financial capability questionnaire form. This one thing will hold up your budget process. I've seen it last budget season. We had at least half of our new grantees did not return these forms in, and it will hold you up from beginning your grant program. If you have a grant program and you're applying for a supplemental award and your budget did not clear from your initial award, that will hold you up from receiving your supplemental. And again, if you have indirect cost rate, please provide your indirect cost rate agreement. And if you submitted your budget and it has not cleared and the analyst handling your budget has returned it to you for follow-up information, please provide clear responses back to them. If you're unsure what they're looking for, just give them a call or email them. They'll be glad to help you. And also, I have copies of a sample budget. If anybody wants to take a look at, feel free to ask me.